So let's review. The Mishnah had spoken about a case of a wall between two chatzeres, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Ein bayar ba amai. The Gemara says that if the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide, there is a machlekes. Amar Rav, aver shtei reshuyas sheletes boy. Lo yozes boy afilam aloy nima. Rav holds nothing can be moved on top of the wall, because it is considered to be a mixture of both chatzeres. Even though it is really a makom patur and it should be mutter to carry from it to either chatzer, as in the case of a makom patur between the Rosh Hashanah Rav and Shas HaYachid, however, Chachamim also chizikul devrei miyosim shatara. The Rabbanon were more machmer out of concern that people will come to violate the Issa Rabbanon to move something between the two chatzeres, then we would be concerned that people will violate an Issa Deraisa in a similar situation. Rabbi Yechlin Amar, Eilu Ma'al Mekan Va'ichlin, Ve'eilu Ma'al Mekan Va'ichlin. Rabbi Yechlin holds that people can even carry food up from their chatzer to the top of the wall, since it is a makom patur. Koisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. Tzideyachot Gevoya Asar Tvachim. The Tzideyachot Shavu La'aretz. If a wall between two chatzeres is 10 tefachim tall on one side, and even with the floor, which Rashi explains to mean less than 10 tefachim high on the other side, being a more elevated chatzer, only people in the higher chatzer can move things to and from the top of the wall. We grant the top of the wall to the higher chatzer, for whom it is easy to use, rather than to the lower chatzer, for whom it is difficult to use. Similarly, charitz shebein shtei chatzeres. If a ditch between two chatzeres is 10 tefachim deep from one side, and even with the ground, or less than 10 tefachim deep from the other lower chatzer, only the lower chatzer may carry things to and from the ditch, for the very same reason, this is true even though a ditch is not as convenient for usage, and the wall is not as safe to use as a ditch. The Gemara discusses six different ways to minimize the height of a wall in order to make it mutter to carry from a chatzer to the top of the wall and vice versa. First, if he chisels out a section of the top of the wall in order to make it less than 10 tefachim high, along a length of at least 4 tefachim, then the cut down area is considered a doorway to the rest of the wall, and the entire top of the wall can be used. If he chiseled along a length of less than 4 tefachim, only the cut down area can be used. Second, if somebody turned over a basket that has a rim at the base of a wall, and packed dirt around it in a way that the basket cannot be removed without mor v'chatzina, a hoe or other implement, in order to excavate it, it minimizes the size of the wall to under 10 tefachim. It's not enough to pack dirt around it in a way that the dirt will be lifted up when the basket is pulled up from the ground, because it would be mutter on Shabbos to lift such a basket from the ground, and it therefore cannot be considered part of the ground. Third, sulam ha-mitzvi einem emait. An Egyptian ladder which has less than 4 rungs is easily moved on Shabbos, and therefore is not considered permanent enough to minimize the height of the wall. A tsuri ladder, on the other hand, even though it is not muktzah, is considered to be permanent because koivdoi koivai, the fact that it is heavy makes it unlikely to be moved. Fourth, koisel shebin shtichat seiris, gevoya asar tzvachim, ve'nich sulam rochav arba mikan, v'sulam rochav arba mikan. If a 10 tefach high wall separates two chatzeres, but ladders that are each 4 tefachim wide are placed on either side of the wall, it connects the two chatzeres to join in one erev. If the ladders are either within 3 tefachim of each other, or the top of the wall is 4 tefachim wide, making it easy to walk along the top of the wall. Fifth, bana itztava gabi itztava. If a platform were built on top of another platform, it can only be mimayit the wall if either the lower platform itself is 4 tefachim wide, thereby reducing the height without the use of the upper platform, or the space between the two platforms is less than 3 tefachim, which would make the two platforms into a single unit. If, however, the bottom platform is less than 4 tefachim and they are more than 3 tefachim apart from each other, the upper platform by itself cannot reduce the height of the wall because it is not resting on the ground, as Rashi says. Minimizing the height of the wall in mid-ear is not considered to be minimizing it. Finally, sulam shesh levaisav perches. If a ladder has either a top or bottom rung that is 4 tefachim wide and the rungs are within 3 tefachim of each other, and the lowest rung is within 3 tefachim of the ground, it can lower the height of the wall.